This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Monday, December 27th. God's word to you today is His guarantee. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 56, verses 3 to 4, and it says, "But when I'm afraid, I will put my trust in you. I praise God for what He has promised. I trust in God, so why should I be afraid?" To defeat and overcome fears, the first thing I need to do is to surrender my life to Jesus. The second thing is to stop listening to the voices of fear. The third thing is to sing of God's goodness. All these things are in the Bible in the Christmas story. Luke 1 verses 46 to 56 says, "Then Mary sang, 'With all my heart I praise the Lord. I rejoice in God my Savior, for He notices and cares for me, a simple servant girl. He has blessed me, and He is the mighty one who is holy. He is all-powerful. He can do anything. He meets all our needs, and He keeps His promises.'" This is paraphrased. What did Mary do? She wrote a song and she sang. So many songs that we sing today have come out of this song of Mary. When you praise God, God draws near to you. The word of God says, God inhabits the praises of His people. When you praise God, God is near. And when God is near, you lose your fears. The antidote to panic is praise. The antidote to worry is worship. It is popularly said that praise is the cure for panic. Worship is the cure for worry. If you're worrying, you are not worshiping. If you're panicking, you're not praising. If you're praising, you cannot be panicking. And if you're worshiping, you cannot be worrying. The two cannot coexist. It is impossible. To defeat and overcome fear, Mary sang of God's goodness. Everyone that goes through his or her fears on the first Christmas had his or her song. Mary sang, according to Luke 1, verses 46 to 56. Elizabeth sang, according to Luke 1, verses 42 to 45. The angels sang, according to Luke 2, verses 13 to 14. The shepherds sang, according to Luke 2, verse 20. And Zechariah sang, according to Luke 1, verses 67 to 79. You will have a song in the mighty name of Jesus. What about Joseph? Who do you think was backing Mary up? When your wife composes a song, you sing it together. It is not an accident that Christmas is the most song-filled season of the year. We can see why from the number of songs that were written during the first Christmas. Even now, a lot of songs are being released from heaven. Christmas is a beautiful time of the year. To defeat and overcome fears, the first thing I must do is, I base my hope on God's promises. I base my hope on God's promises, not on how I feel, not on how the economy pans out. I base my hope on God's promises. Where is your hope? Is your hope in your bank account? A comprehensive insurance cover for your car? The policy document says it covers everything to full replacement of the vehicle. Then a bike brushes your car. You do not hold your head wondering what to do. You just exchange insurance numbers. Even if he does not have, it does not matter to you because you are covered. Insurance company will pay for the damages in full. I'm here to announce to you that your life is covered. The insurance policy of God's promises covers you. Base your life on God's promises. Elizabeth said to Mary in Luke 1 verse 45, "You are blessed because you believed that the Lord would do what He said." Let us pray. Father, when I'm afraid, I will put my trust in you. And when I trust in you, I will not be afraid. I will praise you for what you have promised. In Jesus' name.
Amen. We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.